Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au. Jay and Dave for breakfast, where the smart people listen. Joyce Mayne Mackay, where the smart money shops. CFM.
Yeah, morning to you, 26 to 6. It's Monday morning and Dave Peters, hello.
Hello to you, Jason. Could I ask you something?
Jason,
Yeah.
I've been called Jason since I reversed the car, my mum's car, when I was learning to drive all those years ago.
Really?
Into the back shed.
I'm very surprised by that. It's been long.
Jason, Mark, Shipston, you get inside right now.
How did Serena go? Oh, did Tanya Kernaghan kiss Buffy the Cane Toad?
Yes, she did. Actually, here's, have a listen to this.
Tanya Kernaghan has just kissed Buffy the Cane Toad. Oh, my God.
We'll have the extended audio of that coming up at 7:40 this morning, but she literally went in for the tongue.
Nice.
I reckon I saw a tongue there for sure.
That's a romance going on there.
Buffy the Cane Toad is... Now, have we worked out that Buffy is a boy or a girl? Because I was told on the weekend it was a boy.
Who said that? With a name like Buffy, you'd think girl, wouldn't you?
Well, whatever it is, boy or girl, after Tanya Kernaghan gave it a bit of a smooch, I'm telling you now, that cane toad is one happy toad.
All of a sudden, there's a big smile on her face. His face. Whatever it is.
Its face.
Its face.
It actually does have a smile now because it's been painted. so you should see the eyes on it.
Yeah.
It looks like...
Gone cross-eyed or what?
No, it looks like an evil toad. So if you're driving through Serena for the first time, you see this thing in the middle of the road, you're like, get out of here. Put the pedal to the metal. How was Moranbah?
Moranbah, the 4U2 family concert, was massive. Metal as anything, still rocking it.
Yeah.
The Angels, John and Rick Brewster, not moving whatsoever with the glasses on, as you'd expect from the Angels. But Dave Gleason... Geez, he does a really good job as the frontman now.
Gleeso used to work with us here at the station, but yeah, he's front man of the Angels now. But I think he's so talented, that guy. He's so versatile, hey.
Oh, absolutely, and he nailed a lot of the mannerisms that Doc Neeson used to have while he was up on stage. But he said that's the last one for the Angels for the year, the last concert they're going to be doing. But also, he says the Screaming Jets are coming back in November as well.
Good work. All right, well, we'll have more of that coming up throughout the show this morning. Plus, your chance to win tickets to the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders, coming up at Mackay Stadium as well. We've got the Cowboys joining us in the studio tomorrow.
That we have, yes, absolutely. We're talking about the PBR guys, not the North Queensland Cowboys. Mm. By the way, congratulations, boys.
Yeah.
Round two of the finals.
All right. Well, congratulations. We'll have more on that coming up throughout the show this morning with Jay and Dave. The weekend. I've got to say, big congratulations, Dave.
Yeah.
Serena Festival to the organisers. Outstanding job. Outstanding job. What a great job it was for the weekend. The street market, street party.
Yeah, the Ute Master as well.
Ute Master then, one night with Tanya Kernaghan.
Yes.
Bam. Thank you very much.
We heard some really good reports. Well, I heard some really good reports of the show itself, but I still can't believe Tanya Kernaghan actually agreed to kiss Buffy the Cane Toad.
Let's set this up. We spoke to her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
As she was making her way to Mackay and Serena, and we said, would you kiss Buffy the Cane Toad? Yep, I'll do it. And the first thing that went through our minds is like, okay, you say that now, you'll forget, and then you don't want to do it.
We were never going to let her forget that.
But she was one that was reminding us all the time, saying, hey, boy's going to come up and kiss Buffy the Cane Toad. I'm like, well, have you seen it lately? Because it's kind of looking a little rough.
And then someone actually went and painted it and made it all spruced up for her.
The council painted new eyes on it, everything. Because it's now Tanya Kernaghan's Facebook page. But, yeah, Saturday came around, and lo and behold, the challenge was still there, and it hadn't been fulfilled at that stage.
Okay, so you can confirm that she did kiss the cane toad, yeah?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
This is what happened on the weekend. So here we are. We are finally here in Serena, the beautiful Tanya Kernaghan. I think I have to say, the only celebrity who has actually reminded us of the kissing cane toad challenge, most of them try to back out of it. Tanya, you are willing to do this.
Yes, because you know what, Jay? This is the 1,000th frog I've kissed, so I'm hoping I'm going to find a prince real soon.
How can somebody as beautiful as you and so lovely like you not find a prince already?
Oh, well, you know, I had this this prophecy once about to love them all and marry none. Yeah. And I think that's what's happened in my life.
Well, at least you got... I mean, Buffy, we have worked out, by the way, it is a boy.
Oh, it is a boy. Thank goodness for that. I thought it was a girl, but I'm even super excited it's a boy.
Tanya Kernaghan's going in for the kiss. Tanya Kernaghan has just kissed Buffy the Cane Toad. Oh, my God. High five, girlfriend. Good. She's done it. There you go.
That was a wet kiss there. Was there a little bit of tongue action by any chance?
I dare say there is. It's funny because on her Facebook page, people have said, oh, Tanya, awesome job that you kissed the cane toad in Serena. And then another lady said, oh, did Jay appear once you kissed the cane toad?
Apparently
no,
so.
No, that's a different kind of toad. That's a different kind of toad. But you can check out the photos on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay, for Tanya Kernaghan, and on her Facebook page too.
Yeah.
CFM Mackay is where you'll find us online. She did it. I have to give her hats off, man.
Two thumbs up to the woman, yes.
She's daring enough to go and kiss that cane toad. She's daring enough to date anybody, I'm telling you that.
If it's making entertainment news headlines...
Now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
Yeah, well, Access All Areas, it's been a big, big weekend. Actually, let's start locally with football.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just start with the Cowboys. They beat the Broncos 32-20. Hey.
Skits it away to Scott. There's 10 seconds. Here's Scott. They give him... There's 3-4 in the tackle. Tamo comes over. 2-1. There you have it. There you have it. The North Queensland Cowboys are through to week two of the 2014 NRL Premiership.
Go the Cowboys. Yeah,
that was Wade Chiesa and the Cowboys call team. They play the Roosters this week in a do-or-die battle once again. Now, the Roosters were beaten by 1 point by Panthers.
All right, we'll have more on that coming up throughout the show this morning, which is great news for our Cowboys. Moving on to Rod Stewart last night. Sunday night, Rod Stewart's talking about his distinctive voice. If you missed the interview, actually, it was quite funny. Have a listen to this.
Your voice is so unusual, but it's worked for you.
It has, and it's in great shape, and I look after it too. It's like gold dust to me. I mean, it's I have to have the right amount of sleep, the right amount of water, the right amount of silence. Especially when you get on a bit. It's all right when you're 19. You can do anything with it.
There you go, Rod Stewart there last night on Sunday night.
Wasn't it classified as a concrete mixer at one stage?
They have called it that, and he said he sounds like he's been singing with a mouthful of cigarettes, too.
You're not wrong.
Going from somebody who can sing to somebody who thinks that she can sing, Paris Hilton. That is Paris Hilton singing, right, a couple of years ago. Stars Are Blind is the name of the song, which probably got one hit on iTunes. She has actually just spent $14,000 on her dog. There you go. You think that I'm bad, you know, buying costumes and clothes for my dogs? Paris Hilton, $14,000 on her dogs.
What did she buy with $14,000?
I don't know. Some of the places where you can get your hair, dogs, pets manicured these days in our town, I'm telling you now, cost close to $14,000. So
that's $14,000. Come on. That's a car.
But if you love your dog, though, you're going to spend that sort of money doing them up, so...
Not that amount.
You wouldn't spend that money on your dog if they needed clothes and... What am I talking about?
Hang on a second. What dog needs clothes? What dog needs clothes?
All right, that's the latest in Access All Areas.
Now, you might have heard about the enclosure of Yucasia Beach, the swimming enclosure there with all the pylons and everything. The council looking at turfing that, getting rid of it, and even the feasibility study of a blow-up one, so, you know, people can still swim.
That's right. Now, there's a few people not terribly happy with the Bacasia Beach swimming enclosure being demolished and taken down, and apparently there's a protest happening this morning as well.
Yeah, though. Sam is down there at the moment. Sam, how many people are down at Bacasia Beach at the moment?
Oh, I guess about 30, by the look of it. And there's a few more down on the beach itself, but at the moment we're out at Williams Avenue.
So tell us about the protest. Now, what are you all protesting about, and what are you concerned about, Sam?
Our main problem is the fact that they have decided to demolish this without giving the community anywhere near enough time to protest it themselves or perhaps put some ideas out there. It's just been happened very, very quickly. So what we want to do is to keep the structure as it stands now.
Yeah.
And we've had engineers say that they'll be able to fix it so much cheaper than if they actually knock the pilings down.
Okay.
What about the fact that the council have actually said they're going to be putting in an inflatable enclosure instead, so it makes it a little bit more practical?
Well, they haven't actually said that they're going to do that. They said they're going to look into doing that, and it might be a possibility in the future for Bacasia Beach. But until then, if they can't afford to replace the wire one, we don't see how they're possibly going to come up with the money for an inflatable one anytime soon.
All right. Well, we'll find out more about that, and hopefully, I guess the point that you're trying to get across to the people you're protesting against might give them a bit of an idea of what you're protesting for. So best of luck with it, and keep us up to date, okay?
Thank you very much, guys.
See you later. That's Sam there joining us from the Bacasia Beach swimming enclosure.
Yeah, it all blew up on Friday during the news, didn't it? Jason Costigan, the member for the Whitsundays, was down there, and a whole heap of people as well.
He's down there with him as well, I believe, with the protesters. So
there you go. That's one person I wouldn't want to see in Speedos, just like Tony Abbott.
Come on, Jason, you can pull it off all right, I reckon.
No, but nobody can pull off Speedos.
Speedos are not okay.
No.
Jay has called CFM home for 10 years. Dave hasn't lived in a home that long. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
It's 25 to 7, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Thanks to Joyce Main, that's where the smart money shops.
It's about that time of the year the snakes come out of hibernation. They're on the lookout for a partner, and they're getting into to people's houses.
Oh, don't even get me started about snakes.
I've seen it on Facebook a couple of times. One of them was on a farm out at out near Habana.
Mm.
Two of them intertwined, making out.
Well, they're making baby snakes.
Yeah, no. I'm like you, Jay. I can't stand snakes.
The only snake sort of incident that I've ever had is when I lived on East Gordon Street, just opposite Queen's Park there.
Yeah.
And it was when we had a lot of rain, so the snakes were coming out trying to get to high, dry ground. So
yeah.
I've done the whole, I'm going to do some washing, open up the washing machine, bam, there's a snake in there. I reckon Town Beach heard me scream. So that was the worst thing ever. And then from that time on, every time now, that was like 5 or 6 years ago, every time I do the washing now, my first instinct is open up the washing machine. Any snakes in there? Nope. Awesome. Let's continue on.
Really?
I'm scarred for the rest of my life, man. When a snake pops out of you in the middle of nowhere, you're just like, what the hell are you doing there?
Out at Moranbah, next to the stage, they set me up in a little bit of a bush area.
Yeah.
And the comedian that was up on stage, he came off and said, oh, look, just be careful. Someone just mentioned that there was a brown that walked in there, that slithered in there. Could not get me in there at all.
No.
No way.
So we're going to take some calls right now. 13 27 10. When has a snake surprised you?
Okay, look, let's talk about the snakes, okay? Because they're on the move, you know, it's that time of the year. Yeah. There was a woman down in Brisbane, I noticed, in the Courier Mail, that a family of four, they had a brown snake in the kids' toy box. For 4 days, they couldn't find it. After the girls had said, hey, Mum, there's a snake in the toy box, they couldn't find it for 4 days. They left the house and lived next door.
And at that point, I would have given that toy box to said charity. So we are asking right now about snake surprise. When has a snake popped out and surprised you?
Okay, Trevor, when's a snake surprised you, buddy?
Yeah, I had one about 8 months ago. The two girls are in there. In bed, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, one of them walked in and said, Mum, there's a snake in my bed. And I'm going, okay. So I went to have a look, and to me, it looked like a taipan.
Oi!
Ooh.
And the two girls were sharing the same bed. And then, when I actually had to go out and get the fireball, because he got one of like snake grippers.
Yeah.
He come up there and he pulled it out. He said, oh, it's only a night python. And I said, yeah, well, night python, taipan, I don't care.
Yeah,
get it out of the bed.
especially when it's in your girl's bed, your daughter's bed. You know that must have put the fear of God in you.
It did. It did. It actually put the wind right up me.
Yeah, no, that's mate. That's a good call. Not a good call, but enough to snake surprise.
Yeah.
hello, Carl. How are you,
mate? Tell us your snake surprise.
Well, as you're probably aware, I get up in the dark.
Yeah.
And I was getting my clothes out of the closet to go to work, and one slithered across my feet, going back into where he'd been living.
Oh, no way.
No. Did you burn down the house?
No. I just got rid of the snake. But it wasn't me. I had to get a snake catcher in.
Okay. Thanks for the call there. I would have burned down the house, but that's okay.
We haven't checked the tweets yet today.
Let's do it.
You know it's time to check the tweets. Dino's got a fantastic one today, Jay. He says, great work to the Cowboys, now to pluck the Chooks Friday night. That's right. The Cowboys won against the Seagulls at 1300 Smiles Stadium on Saturday night.
If you missed it, can I get excited for a second?
Yeah, you can get excited. I mean, they're playing in Sydney on Friday night. Let's hope there's no referee decisions like the past few years.
This is Wade Chiesa getting so excited about the Cowboys getting through to the next round of the final.
Gets it away to Scott. There's 10 seconds. Here's Scott. They give him... There's 3-4 in the tackle. Tamo comes over. 2-1. There you have it. There you have it. The North Queensland Cowboys are through to week 2 of the 2014 NRL Premiership.
Told ya. Yeah. I told you.
Cannot wait till Friday night. You can actually catch all the action from the Cowboys call team Friday night here at CFM.
That's right. And if you want to send us a tweet, CFM, Jay and Dave, one word. We'll do that again just before 9 o'clock this morning. News headlines coming up. We're just talking about mistakes being made. Now, you and I have a love-hate relationship.
Usually hate, yeah.
But on a nice brotherly kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like pointing out the fact that when you've made a mistake, as you do to me quite often, Dave, if I make a mistake, you point it out. Now, I'm not just
point, I pounce on it.
You do. I mean, if he given the chance, he would skywrite it. But this morning you made a mistake before the 8 o'clock news. I'm aware of what this mistake was because our boss sent me a text message.
Right, okay.
Terry's called through to reveal what the mistake was.
Okay, Terry, what have I done wrong?
I just wanted Jay to reach across the desk and give you a backhand, mate, because you said that the Seagulls, Cowboys knocked off the Seagulls.
I knew once it came out of my mouth that, I had it wrong.
I'm glad that you've called him on it, though, mate.
Good on you. I just wanted you to reach across the desk and Jay and give him a backhand for it.
I'll do that for saying that. Thank you. Thanks for the call, mate.
Okay, good on you.
Have you learnt your lesson?
Yeah, I've learnt a lesson.
Just in case you haven't.
Oh.
Graham, what mistake did Dave make?
He said the Cowboys beat Manly when they actually beat the Broncos.
Exactly right. And I can tell you now, the phones have gone into meltdown. Dave, you're supposed to be the footy guy, mate. How do you get this wrong?
I was looking at the wrong line on my little sheet here. It was the Bunnies that beat Manly.
No, excuses. We beat the Broncos. How can you forget that?
Exactly.
Well,
you know
what? It doesn't matter because the Cowboys are going to beat the Roosters this week and go into the match against the Bunnies next weekend.
Yes, who beat Manly.
Yes, the one where I got wrong, yeah.
But Graham, as you say, a true professional would not get that wrong.
That's dead right.
Who says I'm a professional?
Thanks for calling him out on the mistake there, Graham. Have you learnt your lesson?
Yeah, I've learnt my lesson.
Amanda, tell us... No, I'm kidding.
No more. Come on.
No more call. And Facebook has gone... People are posting on our Facebook page as well about Dave...
Yeah.
Do you know your football tips, mate?
Yeah, I do know my football tips. Oh, speaking of tips, I tipped a Bunnies and Cowboys grand final at round 3. Mm. I put $10 on it. Would have come up with over $1,500. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Never.
Because the Cowboys are going to beat the Roosters this weekend. Mm. Next weekend, they play the Bunnies.
All right.
Going to the grand final.
Hopefully, Dave's got that correct. If not, you can give us a call. 1327, 10's a phone number.
Head to the PBR. Mackay City Centre, Task Force and Businesses, and CFM.
We're going to give you the chance to win tickets around 7:20 this morning just for listening out for your cue to call. Yeah! When you hear that, call us on 1327 10.
That is a true cowboy right there.
Remember last year when you and I went along, I vividly remember you saying to me when we were at Mackay Stadium,
yeah,
which was then Virgin Australia Stadium,
yeah,
saying... The Cowboys seem to get all the ladies, not the tradies. It's the Cowboys that get the ladies.
Yeah, geez, they had women flocking around them, didn't they? I mean, they're buff men. Mm. You know, you kind of expect that. You know, there's not a lot of fat.
So, I've done some investigation work.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give you the chance to live like a cowboy for a day on Friday.
Really?
This Friday. Okay. Providing you're up for it, because I don't want to throw you in the look. And you've got to face it. I've done my fair share of little mini challenges that you've thrown at me over the last few weeks.
Yeah, okay, I'm up for it. I'm up for a challenge. You know that.
But the only thing I'm stuck on is what kind of cowboy that you should live life like. Should it be a cowboy like Dallas, the TV show kind of cowboy?
Yeah. What about John Wayne? He is looking at you. That's
what?
Humphrey Bogart.
That's a completely different genre. So that, or do we go to? Like the kind of cowboy, like Brokeback Mountain cowboy, or do we go cowboy style? Like, who else is it?
Well, you got Troy Dan,
Quick Draw McGraw, that kind of cowboy.
I don't know. I think it'd be more Yosemite Sam, wouldn't it? With the long beard.
Oh my god, that is funny.
The short, stumpy guy.
That is funny. We're gonna try. All right, let's. If you've got an idea of what kind of cowboy that we should have Dave live like for one day on Friday, as we gear up for the PBRs at Stadium Mackay, go to our Facebook page. If you've got a photo, like if you can find a photo on Google Images or something, post it on our photo Facebook page so I know who you're talking about, and we'll deck him out like a cowboy for a day. Like that cowboy.
Okay, yeah.
Pew-pew!
I'm up for it.
Quick draw, McGraw.
Living life like a cowboy? Yeah, why not? I'm up for the challenge this time.
Isn't it save a horse, ride a cowboy, something like that?
Ladies.
Oh, my God. Whatever. All right, 10 to 7 with Jay and Dave for breakfast. How proud this morning. Thanks to Joyce Mayne at CFM. You know, we were talking earlier this morning about getting you dressed up in cowboy gear to support the PBRs for the weekend. We spoke about this earlier this morning.
I'm up for the challenge. Why not?
Now, because you say that the cowboys get the ladies, even though you're dating someone at the moment, we want to see how good this is for you. If you know, getting dressed up in cowboy gear. Now, Ryan had a great suggestion for us this morning, a bit different to the one that we had in mind.
I thought take another perspective and make him wear complete from head to toe cowboys gear, jersey, shorts, socks, the lot.
Oh, so like a football cowboy.
He has to wear one of those, you know, those big blue cowboy hats that Toyota had? He's got to wear one of them, and he's got to dress up like in full cowboy's gear for a day.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, well, look, your suggestion has been noted.
All right.
Thank you. And Jamie's called through with one as well.
Okay, Jamie, which type of cowboy should I get dressed up as?
Oh, well, sorry to do it to you, Dave, but I think there's going to be enough cowboys there, so maybe they should dress you up as the Indian from Village People.
Hey, that's pretty good. I like that idea.
Don't they just wear a loincloth?
Yeah, that's right, and all those cowboys can rope you.
Rope you, yeah. All right.
Thanks. Thanks, Jamie.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.
You got roped in by a cowboy. Lassoed.
Yeah. Can I just say no to that one now? Come on, seriously. Dressing up as a cowboy, yeah, okay. Indian?
Is there a loincloth big enough, like, to stretch around? I don't know. But
pretty nice.
If you've got some suggestions, go to our Facebook page. We've got a few people posting some photos of cowboys that you should dress up. It's just for Friday.
Yeah, but not as an Indian. You want to dress up as a cowboy because cowboys get the ladies. I was reading this story on Friday, Jay, and I told you about it, and I think this is an awesome idea.
Mm.
Okay, there's a school in England that are banning packed lunches. You can no longer, as a child at this particular school, you can no longer take your homemade lunch to school. You've got to either go home for lunch or you've got to go to the tuck shop. How good is that?
I know.
Hey, the kids get stuck into to the pies, the sausage rolls. For the vegos, they have, whatever.
Falafels.
Whatever vegos have. And, the space sticks were the big thing at my lunchbox, in my tuck shop at school.
That's the thing. Like, if our teachers and our principal said, no lunch is brought to school anymore.
Yeah.
It's all tuck shop. I am there, man. I am there. Sign me back up to school for another 12 years. I remember in grade 7, at Brackenridge State School in Brisbane, the best thing that was on the menu at tuck shop was our chicken burgers. Literally, it was like a chicken patty that they just heated up, whacked it on a bread roll, bit of lettuce and mayonnaise. That's all
Fantastic.
It was. Fantastic. Had that, and then we had trifle.
Oh, really?
We had, like, these little cups of trifle, man. It was the best tuck shop and probably the reason why I had a weight problem. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with that now. But at the time, best tuck shop food ever.
Yeah, there were obviously the cliques, you'd like to call them, at your school, at high school, primary school, whatever it was. Maybe the kids have got one at their tuck shop at the moment. Like, we put this up on Facebook earlier this morning. What did your tuck shop have? Round pink iced donuts, Kelly says.
Yum. The best thing on the menu at your tuck shop. What was it when you were at school? Give us a call, 13 27 10. You could win yourself a Outback Jack's voucher this morning worth 30 buckaroonies.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate tuck shop there.
I wish I had a tuck shop like Outback Jack's in my school.
Didn't everyone?
To be honest. If the best thing that was on the menu at the tuck shop when you went to school, 13 27 10.
Yeah, a school in England banning packed lunches. Parents are complaining, but the kids, they're loving this.
Hallelujah. Thank you. We love Tuck Shop food. We wanted to know what the biggest and the best thing on your menu at the Tuck Shop was when you went to school.
Okay, Jackson, what was it at your school, buddy?
30-cent icy cups, man.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
everybody loves those icy cups. Do you remember the old Rocket ice blocks?
Yes, Zupa Dupas.
Oh. Yes.
That was a bomb.
Can you still get those things?
Yeah, still sell them. We're losing that, man.
Yeah. So how much were they cost at the Tuck Shop when you went to school, Jackson?
I think they're 10 cents each.
Yeah, I was going to say about 10, 20 cents for a Zupa Dupa these days.
And then icy cups, 30 cents. Couldn't beat them.
No, and they were like made with cordial and they froze them themselves, hey?
Yep.
Yep.
Lunchtime and Arlo's, man.
Thanks, Jackson.
Crazy, cheers.
Now I know what the funds for the pool. We raised money for the school pool.
Oh, yeah.
Went to. It was raising money, you know, 30 cents for an icy cup, which cost them a dollar to make.
Man, you went through a few of those just to get that pool, didn't you?
Dan has joined us. Dan, best thing on the menu at your Tuck Shop when you went to school?
Well, I went to Jay's Brackenridge State School.
Yeah.
And they used to have the best sausage rolls as well, mate. They were the supreme sausage rolls, and you just can't get them anymore. They just don't taste the same.
Yeah. Okay, what were they, the brand Supreme Sausage Rolls, were they?
Supreme, yeah, they had a chef or something on the front of the box. Yeah. Oh, they were awesome.
That's right, and they were kind of, look, Dan, I'm not going to lie, they were kind of a bit soggy, but they were nice when they were soggy.
Well, they were, that's right.
The pastry was a bit soggy.
What about the other side of the Tuck Shop, okay? Because, you know, you'd have your hot food, but you'd also have something else there, like your ice block. What was the ice block of choice of Brackenridge?
Yeah.
Sunny Boys, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's right. And we they had icy cups too. I like those. That's awesome. Take me back to school.
We used to get the Cool Fuel bloody poppers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're taking me back, Dan.
And you'd always put them up, like once you'd finished with the poppers, you'd blow them up and then try and bang them.
Oh, you had to pop them.
Yeah. Jump on them. All right, Dan, great. Thanks for taking us down nostalgia lane again. Thank you.
Have a good day, mate.
You too. Now, on our Facebook page, people are still talking about some of the great things they got from their school Tuck Shops. You can join in on the conversation as well on CFM Mackay.
Jess has actually got a good one on Facebook. You ready?
Mm.
Pork rib rolls or the chicken wraps?
Oh, hello. What school did you go to, Jess?
Must have been a private school. Oh, I reckon.
Jeez. How's the love life going, Dave? Because your dates are getting more and more frequent, my friend.
Well, third date was on Saturday, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
oh, sorry, can we just set the scene for a second?
Okay.
Keep going.
It's not love yet. I told you that before.
Continue on.
Third date was absolutely awesome.
Tell me about your love.
Spence. Right.
Keep going.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking and laughing and having a lot of fun together, you know. Obviously, the first date.
Sounds like love is blossoming.
Well, maybe down the track, but not quite yet. That's what I'm saying. You can't fall in love on the third date, okay?
Try telling Bryn Edelston that. I love you, Jeffrey Edelston, but anyway.
Yeah, but that was after the first date. That's because he showed the bank balance. That's what it was. Now, the first date, you can't really fall in love, okay? And you can't laugh and have a giggle because it's more like an interview, isn't it?
It is. You've got to get to know each other. Is this person, you know, have what I want in a partner?
Yeah.
Can I see myself spending time with this person? Yeah.
Yeah, well, the second date is kind of a... It's not much of an interview, but you've still got those questions there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The third one, you sort of get to open up a little bit, and that's what we did. We got to know each other, like our likes and our dislikes, and, I found that we're fairly compatible. Which is good to see, yeah.
This sounds like great news because I believe that there was something very... can we just pause for a second?
It's not love just yet. Come on.
So I hear it was a pretty special night out at Moranbah, though.
Well, yes, we did go out to Moranbah for the big concert, for the 4U2 family concert.
And she was your date.
She was the date, and she got to meet Greedy Smith.
Yeah.
And Dave Gleason and Busby Maru. She's in love with... Jeremy Maru.
Yeah.
I think every single woman on the planet is, because he's got that thing about him.
So, anyway, cut enough of that stuff. Next date. You got another one or what?
Well, next date is tonight. We're going to get dinner.
Hello, soldier.
So, yeah. So, here's the thing. I know we touched on it on Friday, that what constitutes a relationship. When do you find out? But I'd like to say that I'm exclusive to her. I haven't asked her the question yet. So I think I will be asking that over dinner tonight on the fourth date.
Ooh, she could be listening to this and saying, you know what, I'm really busy tonight, I can't. Can't come out now.
Don't put that on.
It sounds like another episode of Bold and the Beautiful. And stay tuned tomorrow to find out the latest on Dave's love life on Dave and the Beautiful.
Come on.
Will you give us an update tomorrow and find out how that's going for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll even tell you what I had for dinner last night. How does that sound?
Last time your love failed, I actually had to find a girlfriend and marry you live on the air. Remember that?
Yeah, we don't want that to happen again. Getting very close to that fire safety time of the year, isn't it? Because we've got bushfires coming up pretty soon.
Bushfire season, it's pretty important to be prepared. I guess it's just like storm season, cyclone season. Bushfire season is just as critical.
Yeah, you've got to be more aware and diligent. And to tell us all about it, we've got Rod, Ross and Fiona from the Far East. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. They're a little bit shy, aren't they?
Well, you know, these are real everyday local heroes. Fiona, we've worked with you before, many times before. Now's the time to be prepared for the upcoming fire season, isn't it, really?
It is. You should have all your plans in place by now. You should have your homes ready to go.
What about bushfires, okay? Because, I mean, there's three different levels of warnings with the bushfire, isn't there?
There's an advisory level where we're just telling you that there's a fire in your area and that you need to start thinking about what you need to do. Advice is where the fire's in your area and you need to start getting your plans into place. And watch and act is where you actually need to do what you've planned to do. If you're going to leave, you need to leave early. If you're going to stay, you need to be prepared to stay and defend your home.
We see in the news, and we hear in the news quite often, where people want to stay and protect their home. What's the, I guess, the regulations about that? Like, if you're told to leave by authorities, do you have to leave, or do you have the right to stay at home and protect your property?
If you're properly prepared to stay and protect your property, you can do that. The police, under an act, can tell you to leave, but if you're prepared, they'll usually leave you in place. But you need to have a plan, and you need to be mentally able to do it as well as physically able to do it, and you need to have some equipment in place.
Now, Rod, let's go to you now, okay? Getting the kids involved is obviously a big thing when it comes to bushfires as well, isn't it? I mean, you know, making sure that they got the lowdown of the plan, the fire plan itself, yeah?
Yeah, they do. It's quite surprising how much the actual younger kids of a family actually know what to do during a fire these days. Mm. I've worked with a lot of kids, you know, from very small school age. Only last week I was out at Kemmerwill doing the School of the Air. They are in as a mini school, and I was very surprised at how much the actual kids actually knew from prep right through to year seven.
Now, we'll go to Ross now, because he's the new kid on the block, so to speak, in town. First of all, welcome to Mackay.
Thank you.
Okay, where have you come from?
Toowoomba.
Are you single?
No.
Sorry, ladies. Ladies, we're really sorry.
Why is it about that people always, like, hit up firemen as being single or, like, some sort of stripper in their spare time? I don't understand that.
Well, have you seen the calendars?
Yeah, that's very true. Do you feel like you have to weigh up to that sort of expectation, Ross?
No, sadly not all of us like what's on the calendars. But I think some people wish they were, but it just doesn't happen that way, unfortunately.
Okay, now I think you know we know the fire drills, we know the safety issues, and we're coming into to fire safety awareness time as well. Let's go to the poll, okay? The fireman's poll. Is it still there? Do you still get to travel down it? What happens?
No, I think it's just a bit of an urban myth. Not anymore.
Did you want to? Like when you were growing up, you were like, I want to be a fireman. Did you ever want to be a fireman when you were a kid?
No, we're not in that sense anyway. We're here to do a real job, not just the, it's not all Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so there's no poll.
There's no poll.
There's no dancing or anything on that poll.
No.
Right, okay, fair enough. Guys, thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate it.
We did try to organise a poll for you this morning to get some demonstration, but we just couldn't do it in enough time.
No. So